to live a life of encouragement. If to find our way to our core is to face the lion, then to stand by our core is to be the lion. And to sustain the practice of living from our core, to live out of our courage, is to find our way in the world by tracking inner courage and where it lives. These notions frame the journey of this book. Inner courage and outer courage. The courage we all admire, where ordinary people summon unexpected strength to run into burning buildings or to stand up to tyrants, whether an abusive father or an abusive leader, this inspiring and mysterious impulse to rise and meet a dangerous situation, which Hemingway referred to as grace under pressure, this grows from another kind of courage, inner courage. By inner courage, I mean the ground of quiet braveries from which the more visible braveries sprout. These are the ways of living and being that make bravery possible in the first place, not just as an event, but as an approach to life, as a way of life. This book is devoted to exploring those quiet braveries in an effort to understand not only what constitutes courage in its deepest sense, but what is the soil in which it is seeded, watered, cared for, and grown. Thinking about courage in this way opens us to an array of small and constant efforts that no one ever sees, but which have changed the world. The courage to feel, to see, to accept, to heal, to be. Efforts of this nature often go unnoticed and unrecognized. Like the courage to break life-draining patterns and let the story of our lives unfold, like the courage to persevere through the doorway of nothing into the realm of everything, like the courage to choose aliveness over woundedness, to remember what matters when we forget and to build on the past instead of hiding in it, like the courage to choose compassion over judgment and love over fear, to withstand the tension of opposites and to give up what no longer works in order to stay close to what is sacred. These subtle yet essential states and more make up the elements of living, and so it serves us well to explore how they grow singly and together. This is an education I never had in school, but which life has been shouting for as long as I can remember. This is an education of what matters. What does courage mean? How we hold this question is important. It's interesting that the question, what does it mean, in Spanish, ¿qué quiere decir?, literally translates as, what does it want to say? The difference inherent in the Spanish view is that whatever holds meaning is alive and has its own vital authority, and therefore demands us to be in relationship to it in order to learn its meaning. The English view readies us to apprehend meaning, while the Spanish view readies us to experience meaning. The Spanish view tells us that meaning can only be revealed by listening to the life waiting in the voice of everything, and only by staying in relationship to that living voice will we experience meaning in our days. So when we ask, what does courage mean? In Spanish, ¿qué quiere decir courage? It literally translates as, what does courage want to say? This is the question at the heart of this book. No doubt, courage will have something different to say to each of us. And like a friend who we each experience differently, our understanding of courage will live in the mysterious sum of all that we hear. In this way, this book is an invitation to begin a relationship with life itself, always listening for what it wants to say. How to listen to this book. You will encounter many examples of courage in this book, many stories of ordinary people invoking the best of who they are in all kinds of moments, great and small. It's important how you relate to these stories. For it's easy to feel diminished rather than inspired by such